Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So is it a want or is it a need? And talking about wide receiver. And I hate that we're doing this every single year now.
Yeah, right?
The Chiefs need to go and get a one. You know how off the handle we flew a few times on that before. But I know Binkley has been pressing wide out, even before, even before the Rashee Rice stuff. Take that, take any potential suspension out. Just don't worry about that at this point. Probably going to happen, but not drafting based on that. But is it still a want rather than a need? Or is it a need? Because I can make the case it is a need for the future. But could also help us now. Or is it you're at 32? There's a lot of wide receivers this year. It's being called a very good wide receiver draft.
Right.
This is a great opportunity to satisfy a want at 32.
Yeah.
I don't really know the answer. I still feel like it's more of a want than a need, though.
Yeah.
I think they could play tomorrow with this lineup they have now, like of everybody. In the future, would I like them to beef it up? Yeah, I absolutely would. But I still think it, for me, it falls in the want category versus the need category.
Right.
What
so
you?
I phrase it like this. Is wide receiver a bigger need for the Chiefs or a bigger want for us? And that's kind of how I look at it, right? Because I think
the us being the fan.
Yeah. Is it a bigger need for them or is it a bigger want for us? And I think it's a bigger want for us, the fans, than it is a bigger need, just because I believe I know their line of thinking right now. And we'll hear from Mitch Holthus a little bit later on in the show as we talk to him at 7:30. If you missed it, you can check the Odyssey app. I think it's a bigger want for us than it is a need for them. And the reason I say that is because if they do end up picking 32 and that perfect wide receiver for them or a guy that they really like isn't there, they're not just going to draft a wide receiver just to draft a wide receiver, which is like what we would do, right? Like if we were in that position and, all right, we need a wide receiver, let's just take the next one available. And I think that always sets you back as an organization. I still think you've got to go out there and take the best player available, regardless of the position. And I know that I have the cheat code on offense with Patrick Mahomes. And so if you get the pick 32, and let's just say the second best offensive tackle's on the board, and you clearly need an offensive tackle, and the eighth best wide receiver is on the board, I'm taking the second best offensive tackle, even if the eighth best wide receiver is available at that point in time, because I know that that's the second best tackle out there. And we do have a needed tackle, but you can never, ever, ever have too many good offensive linemen on your roster to protect the franchise. So I think it's a bigger want for us than it is a bigger need for the Chiefs.
But I can also, yeah, make the case that the eighth wide receiver this year, if they think they're really good.
Right.
This and this is your year to grab one there. Go ahead, grab one there.
Right.
I won't be mad if they do it. I just still question the want versus need of this whole thing because I don't think they have to do it.
Right.
Does Pat need more resources at some point in time?
Yeah. Sure.
Is it right now? Debatable.
Debatable. Debatable. But also too.
And I'm not looking at last year and going, well, he did it with that and just give me whoever out there. I'm not doing that, but I just don't think that you still have Kelce. You have what emerged last year in Rashee Rice.
Right.
Again.
2,000-yard receivers. Again,
they haven't given up on Kadarius Toney.
Right.
They haven't given up on Sky Moore.
Right. So here's the thing. If we look at the offense really through a microscope almost, and I know I'm going to channel my inner Dick Vermeil here for a second. If you take away the drops... But honestly, if these guys catch the football, this offense hadn't missed a beat. It just didn't miss a beat.
That's what Brett Veach told us that after the Super Bowl. Remember? He kind of did that game as well. He's
right.
Like, if we catch the ball, like,
right,
our numbers are exactly where they have been.
Exactly where they were
in terms of total offense.
And we're not complaining about the wide receivers. No, we're not complaining about the offense. We're talking about, hey, look, did you see Kadarius Toney emerge? Did you see Sky Moore emerge? Now, they didn't catch the ball. And maybe this year going to pack camp and maybe they do some like hand exercises or something to strengthen their fingers. I don't know. They catch the football. Maybe Pat takes a little zip off the ball. Maybe these guys aren't capable like a Travis Kelce and a Tyree Kill where he could fire the ball anywhere and they catch it. Maybe
he's throw it and catch it too.
Yeah, but maybe he takes a little zip off the ball. I don't know. But the point of the matter is it wasn't like these guys weren't getting open. They didn't make the plays. They didn't make the plays because they didn't do the simple thing, and that's catch the ball. They did the hard thing. They got open, and Pat got them the ball. They just didn't catch the ball, and that's a refocus of watching the ball into your hands, making sure you catch the football before you try to run with it. But they led the league in drop passes last year. The talent's there. They've got to find a way to realize that talent, and that's why I don't think it's as big as a need for the Chiefs as it is a want for us, because when I look at the wide receivers, I see good players. I just need to see those players take the next step. If they don't take that next step, obviously we got some issues and we need to figure it out, but I don't think the Chiefs are to that point yet where they're ready to get rid of Sky Moore, where they're ready to get rid of Kadarius Toney, whether we like it or not, right? I think that's where the... I don't want to say
want,
it's a
need. Yeah.
The want need, but also the difference in perception is right now what the organization perceives that they have versus what we perceive that they have. And they perceive they're in a much better spot than we perceive they're at.
I believe so. That's a fair assessment.
We may not like that, and that's fair, but that's just the reality of it, right?
Yeah. They're you and I might have line item vetoed the whole room.
Right.
They didn't. I kept telling you about Toney. I'm like, just keep it. He's not gone.
Right.
He's still there. Some of you may not believe it, but he's
correct.
Still there. Look, I'm in the camp of I'm not putting any expectations on the guy. If he's there, he's there. And hopefully they can use him well. I'm just not going to fall into the trap of it. Right.
Right.
Sky Moore's a draft pick. He's still relatively cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Now you kind of have decision time coming on him. You have to probably figure out what.
Well, this is the big year for Sky Moore.
What he is or isn't.
You don't want to pick up that fourth-year option.
For the future. But, you know, that there's still time to make that decision, too.
Yeah,
right?
Sure, there's plenty of time with Sky Moore. But he can come back and have a really good year. Just because you had a bad year last year doesn't mean you have to have a bad year now. People are allowed to get better, right?
Usually, sometimes, kind of.
I love the people who get so mad. You think where Pat wants to be when he comes back, Bob, stop taking zip off the ball? Sometimes you got to adjust your game to the talent you have.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
And you bought yourself, you may have bought yourself a year or two with Hollywood Brown.
Right? Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
To a certain extent. So
because you wanted him to go out and get a wide receiver, they did. And you're like, well, it's still not enough.
Yeah. Well,
maybe it's not. I don't know.
We'll hear from Mitch coming up after 9 o'clock. He joined us again earlier in the show. And I mean, he named some corners that when he first asked about the draft, he named some corners. I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay.
Because the 620 says, what's the Chiefs need then? I think it's left tackle. That's just me. The more I think about it, the more I ponder it, the more I look at it, the more I analyze it, hearing from Andy the other day about Wanya Morris. I don't know. He's going to go out there and earn it.
He did not give Wanya Morris the job.
No. Or a ringing endorsement for that matter.
He basically said, you got to go get better. We sent him out. We sent him out with the task of
getting better. Yeah.
You need to improve and come back and show us. Right. The job's not handed his any way, shape, or form.
Right.
I don't even know if that to me is a resounding need. If he does all those things, and we're like, okay, well, this is what we asked you to do, and you came back and did it.
Yeah, but for what
maybe they're good, but it was not a. Well, no, he's got the job, and we're not looking at linemen.
Right, but what he's asking right now, where I sit today in the middle of April, what's the Chiefs' biggest need? As I'm looking
offensive
at
line,
it, it is offensive line. Yeah,
I think it is. I think it is.
Yeah,
but again, I could play games tomorrow, and that'd be great.
Absolutely, you could play games. So I'd like a cornerback. I'd like an offensive lineman.
But I could play games with corners tomorrow.
Right.
Who fills who? McDuffie goes to Snead's role. I don't care. Shamari Connor, step on up. You play. Right. You play McDuffie's role. Jalen Watson, you play McDuffie's role.
Right.
Joshua Williams, you play McDuffie's role. Whatever. Mm-hmm. The hierarchy just slides up a spot, and I can play tomorrow.
Right.
So I don't have to do anything.
No, really. I mean, this team is
corner.
Set. But you
defensive
like to get better.
Line. I'm set. Damn near re-signed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot Pinnell, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Mike Pinnell's
Pinnell,
back.
Pinnell,
yeah.
Nadi, Dana.
Dana. Jones.
Are all
okay,
back.
Okay, I'll take that.
Karloftis. Felix.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party. Get yourself in the mix.
Right. Let's go. Let's do this.
Get yourself in the rotation next year. Okay, I'm good there. You brought back Tranquil.
Right.
Okay. Bolton, Tranquil. See ya.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I could play tomorrow. No problem.
Right. You'd like to get better at some positions, but if I had to play today, I'll take my chances against anybody else in the league right now. But if you're asking me what the biggest need is, I'm always going to be, unless the offensive line is solidified, I'm an offensive line guy. I need a left tackle, and I'm starting to think I may need a center too.
But if I'm at 32, and what Binkley has told us, and I lean to Binkley on this, like, left tackle is going to be gone by then.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Well, I need a left tackle. I don't really need a right tackle. Dude. I don't need somebody that projects a good move.
No. I don't need anything like that. No.
Do I have a guy competing or starting day one at left tackle at 32? Grab him.
Grab him. Get him. Let's go. Yeah. And Binkley's in tomorrow, so we'll talk more about that.
But I don't know that that's going to be there. And so I would move it a little further down my list because I'm thinking you'd do something a little bit later at offensive line. And you got to prepare for the future of Tooney.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you're going to do, yeah, it's center and guard.
Right.
Those aren't givens.
Right. Nope.
That you're going to re-sign both, one or both. And so you're always preparing for the future. So, yeah, offensive line any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for a day one guy plugging into your lineup, fine. Take a pick and see. Because they don't need a guy that.
They don't need a guy to plug into their lineup. Yeah.
I
don't think so either.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.